Now we have Alison Prendeville, who's going to come and use the bright lights here. Some of us believe in discouraging the use of PowerPoint on these occasions, but those who bravely do when they only have a short time to speak are to be commended on their capacity to put thoughts into pipe pots.
Okay, I'm going to probably go straight to basics. I'm a service designer at University of the Arts, and I take a service design perspective, and I'm probably going to whiz through one of it. It was a conceptual project that one of our students did last year. But going straight to the basics, services, and you're probably aware, are intangible. And actually, in terms of trying to understand what value is, with any service design, you actually have to create touch points. So what we actually focus on in our course is actually how do you create an experience for a person or a patient through touch points. Also, services are unique because they also have capacity issues. They're never static systems. They change in usage patterns. And I suppose one of the most critical things is how do you communicate value? So what I'm going to rush through this afternoon is how we would approach, for example, innovating within one aspect of healthcare. One thing that's very characteristic of service design is very human-centered. We're different, though, from the anthropologist, because we always have to be output-driven in terms of coming up with solutions. And we always frame solutions from frame the problems from a very human-centered perspective. And this, for example, is a photograph from a workshop that one of our students ran, which was looking at value with a variety of people, healthcare users, around what their understanding of value was within the NHS. We're very holistic, and we never take problems in isolation. They're always framed within daily practices. They're always framed, from some narratives, user narratives. And we visualise an awful lot, because actually visualisation is quite a transformative process. And it's also a very democratic process, and it's very social. So through those activities that we run, maybe if we're working with GPs or with patients, by visualising, actually, you open up the dialogue, and it's actually very non-confrontational. We always use design methods and tools, and these are very critical for service design, especially for service design innovation, because it allows us to prototype, it allows us to explore risk, and also to test and evaluate ideas. So these are just examples that I've taken from different projects. But what I'd like to focus on is just one project that was produced by a student last year that in fact was taken by the Design Council, and I don't know, did go into a black hole. It was supposed to have gone to the Department of Health, but it was focusing on communicating notions of value within the NHS. And starting from a service design perspective, as I mentioned earlier, actually, people's levels of satisfaction is really determined by a whole variety of touch points. If you think of the NHS, and I've experienced the NHS very heavily 6 years ago with extensive treatment, one of the issues with it is that you are a patient in a machine. That, in fact, you can enter it and you can come out of it, and it's a fairly intangible experience. From the moment you go into surgery, you have no idea of the team of experts who are working on you, to actually the cost of your prescriptions. All these things actually are completely non-transparent for the patient. So we weren't advocating that actually patients start paying, but we were looking at ways, how could you actually communicate the value of the service so that actually people, it might change behaviours in terms of how they use their prescriptions or how they approach actually their GP surgery. This was actually a design output. Whoopsie. So the idea was that a GP would produce for each of its patients a personal annual health report. And actually that data would be combined in a very neutral way. Our banks, NatWest, are already doing it in terms of the way that we can have our spending patterns communicated to us. And the student, I hope I'm not doing a disservice, there was an awful lot of research to back up this project. So I'm showing you actually the design concept here. And the idea is that you would get a health report. And it would not only, for example, give you some metadata about the NHS, but it would also give you very personal data about your GP. It would be informing you about the services that are available to you. So, for example, you get the metadata on one side about actually what the NHS is achieving in terms of delivering care to 3 million people, but then it's got a side about you and your care. And the idea, actually, is that you'd have your GP's information. I've only extracted pages from the report, so this is only snapshots of actually the of information that would go in. The other idea is how many appointments have you had, but it would also give the opportunity, for example, to two missed, six attended. And it would also give you a telephone number, so, for example, again, raising awareness about how easy it is to cancel appointments. When do you most visit your GP? Again, I mentioned that services are very difficult to manage because of capacity issues, but if you could raise awareness on those sorts of, again, very, very small detail, but actually, again, you know, we're quieter at this time of day, or, for example, your GP, we have extra GPs at this time of the week. All this information would be collated in the GP report.
3 minutes.
Okay. And then the second option was to actually take this further and to say, well, actually, could we get patients to uptake preventative measures? And the idea was through, again, speaking to healthcare professionals to look at diabetic patients and the idea of creating, and this was a prototype, a downloadable app through the NHS which would really enable diabetic patients to manage their healthcare plan. So you'd have your details, your date of diagnostics, diagnosis, what you would at your planner in terms of your flu jab, eye tests, when, actually allowing you to find locations where you can have this done, also booking the date and the time, confirmation would come through to you, and this is all data actually that you would be, again, you'd have it on your records anyway, and it would just be like we do already, syncing our calendars as we do on a daily basis with through our laptops. So that was it. So that was a concept. That was actually taken to patients, diabetic patients. Feedback was given by the patients. It was very positively received. In terms of the GP report, again, healthcare professionals throughout the process were giving co-designing, giving indicators on where they thought information was too loaded or whether actually more neutrality needed to be introduced. But the idea is that service design enables you to experiment in these areas, actually, and then deliver service innovation. So, thank you.